You are listening to the Declutter Club podcast, where we talk all things decluttering to help you tackle the most difficult parts of organizing. I'm your host, Dana L'Oreal Morales, and I invite you to listen along as I jump into today's topic. So today's lesson is going to be a lesson through a story, because that is how this topic popped into my head, because I was thinking about how I felt in this particular moment. And it led me to really thinking about what some of you all may be going through right now. So over the holidays, I was at my mom's house, my parents' house, and I was looking for something. I don't even remember what I was looking for, but I had gone through the house looking for something. And let me just say, for those who don't know, my mom is extremely organized. She and I organize in completely different ways. Some of our things are the same, but others are different. And we have conversations around organizing all the time, because first of all, hello, I love organizing, and she's very organized. And so we feed off of each other in these things. So anyway, if I had to give you a visual as to what her house looked like, it reminds me of a magazine. Like, there are things, it looks like a magazine cover. Okay. So anyway, so I was going through the house and I was looking for something in the house, and I opened this drawer and it was like, oh my gosh, nothing, you know, like it was perfect. It was just perfect. And then I went somewhere else and looked in another drawer and it was perfect. And I went somewhere else and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, she has nothing to declutter. You know, like that would be anybody's first inclination to think when they're going into somebody's home that looks like a magazine, and then they're opening, you know, not to say that you're just randomly going in people's homes, opening drawers, but happenstance, you open a drawer or a cabinet or something and you see that it's perfect in your world, right? Or you see that it looks really, really organized, and you begin to feel less than, okay? So truth bomb, when you see that type of environment and your environment is not in that state, your immediate response may be to begin to compare yourself to this person in a negative way, meaning I am not good enough. Oh my gosh, why can't I be better? What is wrong with me, right? The first thing, you know, I want you to think about or understand in these particular situations is that even the most organized space or place needs to declutter, right? Nobody's home is perfect. Even on the outside, if it looks perfect to you, it doesn't mean that it's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Even those that look perfect are not perfect. So that's the first thing. But even the most organized place and space needs to be decluttered. And my mom and I actually, I'm digressing a little bit, but we actually had a conversation about this. And, you know, when I started the Declutter Club Challenge in this cycle, you know, we were talking about it, and she has participated in the challenge as well. And, you know, she mentioned to me, like, I really don't have a lot of stuff to declutter. And I was like, no, you don't have a lot of stuff, but you have some things to declutter. And so we began to talk about areas in her space, in her situation, that needed to be decluttered. And so she's going past, she has reached the level where she no longer has to do the surface decluttering per se, because she does it as she goes through the year. She's having to go through a deeper level of decluttering. So really looking at processes that she has, or maybe paper or things of that nature, right? And so that conversation led me to realize that some of you all are thinking that because you're opening these cabinets and you're seeing these things and they looked organized, that it doesn't need to be decluttered. But the truth is that there are homes that are decluttered and there is space for what they have, right? So the space can hold the stuff that they have, but they still don't need the stuff, right? So in essence, they're holding on to clutter just because it's neat. And the truth is that even though your space can hold it, even though it's neatly placed, it doesn't mean that you need to keep it. Okay. It doesn't mean that we need it. And that's a big mindset shift of just realizing and understanding that, yeah, you got your stuff together. You're at level six, right? You're at level five or six, and you've been through this Declutter Club challenge many times. And so maybe you don't have anything left to declutter because you have reached that pinnacle place where we all want to reach, where it's just second nature for us to let things go. If that is where your mindset is, I don't need to do this. I want you to take a step back and really look deeply at the things that you have and ask yourself, do you really need them? Right? You're doing deeper work there. Okay. So now that I've gone, I digressed a little bit to those who are thinking, oh, I don't need to. Let me go back to my mom's house situation. Right. So when I was going through my mom's house, you know, I stated, I was opening the drawers and was like, oh my gosh, look at her. She's, you know, like, this is just a, and when I say a mess, it means it's good, right? Like, this is a mess. This is great. Like, oh my gosh. And I was getting excited, right, as I was opening things up, but I was also going through a state of comparing myself. Right. And I really had to evaluate what I was feeling in that situation with my, what I like to say, with my glasses on, so that I could really see and be honest about how I was feeling. And what I realized and told myself is, girl, now, you know, your mom has been doing this for a while. Like, how old is your mom? And I'm not going to say how old she is, because she looks awesome for her age, but I'm just saying, you know, like, she has been around, she has lived through the things that you're going through now, right? The pains. And I'm not necessarily speaking of myself, but I think about myself, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and the pains and the discovery that I was going through at that time. My mom went through it a long time ago when she first got married, right? When she was in her, you know, 10th year of marriage, she was going through those things. And so her journey is in a different place. And that's what I want you guys to understand, is that you, the whole point of the story, let me just get to the nitty gritty. The point of the story is that I want you to stop comparing yourself to those around you. Okay. Stop doing it. Many of you all have seen my decluttering videos on YouTube or Facebook, and you feel stuck. And you feel like, oh, I'm not good enough. And, oh, I'm never going to get this. And the truth is that everybody's journey is different, and you have to run your own race. You can't look at those pictures, are not being posted. Those videos are not being posted to make you feel negative about yourself. Those pictures and videos are being posted to encourage you, to inspire you to do these things in your home, in your space, right? It is not to compare yourself to me, who has been doing this for over six cycles, right? Like, I started before the cycles even started. But these sites, you know, I've been doing these Declutter Club challenges for 6 years. And in the 6 years, doing it 2 to 4 times a year, right? So when you compare that to this being your first time, or maybe your third time, you cannot do a apples to apples comparison, right? So yes, my piles may be bigger, or my piles may have a bigger, you know, my decluttering may have a bigger impact in my physical space, but that doesn't mean that you can't get there and that you can't achieve the same type of euphoria when you go through and you declutter 3 things out of your drawer, 3 things out of your closet, and you feel a sense of peace or a sense of achievement. That just because you had 3 things and I had 20 doesn't mean that you didn't do as well of a job, right? It means that you have achieved, you have taken action and have achieved some success in what it was you were trying to do. And as you continue down this journey or through this journey, you will continue to have those wins, and you will continue to have these discoveries about yourself and your space and how you use it. Right. And so the next time you take this challenge, you're going to discover something else. You're going to have different levels of achievement in those journeys. So I definitely want you to hold on to this and understand that you can do it. And it may be hard for some of you all. Some of you all may be running through this and excited, and you cleaned up one space or decluttered one space, and you saw the change that that one, you know, change. What am I trying to say? You saw the effect that decluttering the unnecessary things made on your space, and that inspired you and encouraged you to move on to other areas a lot faster. And that's fabulous, right? But maybe somebody else, maybe you're having change, but it's taking you longer. Maybe you have more kids. Maybe you have less time. Maybe you get tired faster. Everybody's journey is different. And I just want you to understand that and stop comparing yourselves to everybody else. Okay. Just continue your journey, sis, because you got it. And I'm right here to cheer you on all the way. So I'm going to get back to decluttering, because let me tell you, I am excited about the change that this cycle's decluttering is making in our physical space. My husband sees it, my daughter sees it, and it is exciting. And so I'm about to get back on the bandwagon, and I hope you do too. So if you have questions, you know what to do. Go ahead and send those to me on Instagram or Facebook at Dana L'Oreal Morales, or you can post them into the comment section of the portal, and I will be happy to answer them for you. All right, have a good day. All right, guys, you know it's action time. So I encourage you to take what you learned today and apply it to your Declutter Club Challenge action step. Now, if you haven't signed up yet for the free challenge, it's not too late. Go ahead over to organizedacademy.com. You're just going to scroll down one or two times and you should see the link to the Declutter Club Challenge. You can sign up there for free. I look forward to seeing and hearing about your decluttering successes. So make sure you share them with me on Instagram or Facebook. And my handle there on both of those is at Dana L'Oreal Morales. I hope to talk to you soon. And until next time, I want you to stay happy and stay organized. Bye.